Saturday, August 2nd, 2008, The Perils of Taiwan's Supplicant Government. Now that President Ma Ying-jeou has been in power for a few months, one would have hoped that a clear picture of his vision for the nation would emerge. Sadly, this has not happened. The one thing that is certain is that the Ma government is committed to maintaining the status quo, which means perpetrating the One China formula with or without the 1992 fig leaf of ambiguous interpretation. With the status quo mantra in place, the administration has hoped to create relative stability in cross-strait relations. This, in turn, is supposed to lead to quantitative improvements in economic relations in all sectors that have benefits for all Taiwanese. So far, though, the anticipated hike in economic indicators, such as the stock market, has not materialized, which is causing the government considerable embarrassment. In other words, all the fanfare over instant nirvana from stable cross-strait relations was empty hype. Unless the Ma government has given up on Taiwan's sovereignty, it is certainly heading in the wrong direction in conducting its relations with China. An important principle of international diplomacy is not to show all one's cards when conducting formal or informal relations. But the Ma administration has acted in such unseemly haste that its emissaries and officials have appeared ecstatic to have been received in Beijing in any capacity. The whole exercise has been undignified and one-sided, with Taiwan looking like a supplicant. The Ma administration has therefore lost whatever leverage it once had to fashion its relations with Beijing to its advantage. It seems to think that opening and expanding economic and other ties with China will catapult Taiwan to new levels of prosperity. But this is not happening, which means that the Ma government will grow more preoccupied with bridging the gap between rhetoric and reality. The worst thing is that, having pinned all its expectations on Beijing, the government will likely find it hard to regain lost ground. In the meantime, the U.S. commitment to defend Taiwan is languishing. Of course, a U.S. commitment to help Taiwan remains. But where are the new weapons to defend against China's military machine? The Taiwan-U.S. relationship is caught in a complex tangle involving U.S. hesitancy to complicate relations with China over Taiwan. Amid a background of Washington's overstretched military and years of Chinese Nationalist Party KMT obstruction of arms bills, the Ma government's ambiguous position on Taiwan's final status only exacerbates Taiwan's vulnerability. the Ma administration's ability to defend Taiwan is being compromised as Beijing applies the screws through like-minded elements in the KMT. At the same time, Taiwan's international space is likely to shrink further as allies gain the impression that the Ma regime is now more aligned with China. Taiwan was already having serious problems expanding its international space via membership of international organizations and fostering relations with other states. But if Ma thought that Beijing would assist Taiwan in expanding its international space simply because a KMT government had been elected, then he was deluded. The KMT has no clear idea where it is going, other than making every effort to impress Beijing with its cooperativeness. Taiwan is therefore in dire straits. Assuming its people value their political identity and sovereignty, it is time those who do value such things wake up and energize their political institutions to meet this grim challenge. Commentary by Taiwan February 28th Movement Net Radio. The danger of Paxism. During the Roman Empire, the Romans came up with a Latin word, Pax. Online dictionary defines this vocabulary as 1. Ecclesiastical in Bible, kiss of peace. 2. With initial capital letter, a period in history marked by the absence of major wars, usually imposed by a predominant nation. Wikipedia has a thorough explanation of this word. Quite a powerful word. Pax in Latin simply means peace. Indeed, mankind's history is marked by several, or shall we say quite envious, Pax eras. With Pax Romania, Pax Britannica and Pax Americana as the better known ones. The dominant nations of the aforementioned three periods are Roman Empire, British Empire, and the United States, respectively, with 19th and 20th centuries dominated by the later two English-speaking empires. What about Pax Sinica? Those who uphold the so-called Greater China ideology love it. Such scholars and politicians' favorite argument is to bring up the past glories of former Chinese dynasties such as Han and Tang. Unfortunately, these individuals are also in abundant supply at present-day Taiwan. With the Ma administration and predominantly KMT legislature, the glories of Pax Sinica can never be trumpeted with greater loudness. The truth is, there is no Pax Sinica this time around. Paxism, to paraphrase the above definition, is effectively an imperialism that ensures worldwide peace and stability. Such an imperial structure must be based on democracy and respect for human rights. Humans are blessed with self-will. Such self-will subconsciously endowed people with the ability and therefore the rights to choose a better form of government. A Pax Empire must expand by persuasion. It is the will of the colonial populace that counts. Empires built with military coercion will not last. Not to mention that military violence only breeds more resentment among the conquered, thereby planting the seeds for an empire's eventual downfall. The Roman Empire was preceded by the Roman Republic, which was essentially a democracy. The Republic's governing body is composed of the Senate and the legislative assemblies, whose members essentially are all democratically elected by the people. The expansion of Roman Empire, according to historians, is as much by military force as by the popular acceptance of the Republic's constitutional principles. Ditto for the 19th century British Empire and the 20th century United States. During their respective heydays, the British Empire was known as a benevolent empire, and the United States is known as the land of the free. Theories and histories notwithstanding, the saddest part of the fake Paxism or authoritarian imperialism wolf in sheep's skin is actually the conquered people and the annexed states. China currently is neither a democracy nor a globally accepted benevolent regime. An accurate description of PRC is an authoritarian state known for its cruelty. Pax Sinica, circa 21st century, simply does not exist. By being supplicant to China, the Ma administration and KMT is giving up the Republic of Taiwan's sovereignty and political identity to an evil empire at best, and at worst, condemning the Taiwanese people to cataclysmic chaos that is far more severe than the Chinese Cultural Revolution decades ago. This worst-case scenario can readily happen if Taiwan is too close to or becomes part of PRC. A large authoritarian empire is essentially unstable. Once members of its leadership with absolute power die off, thereby creating a power vacuum, the ensuing political power struggles and possibly civil wars can be unbelievably bloody. I hope Ma knows what he is doing. I hope KMT know what they are doing.